Three Men in a Boat, to say nothing of the dog. By Jerome K. Jerome. Narrated by Stephen Crossley. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. The chief beauty of this book lies not so much in its literary style, or in the extent and usefulness of the information it conveys, as in its simple truthfulness. Its pages form the record of events that really happened. All that has been done is to colour them, and for this no extra charge has been made. George and Harrison Montmorency are not poetic ideals, but things of flesh and blood, especially George, who weighs about 12 stone. Other works may excel this in depth of thought and knowledge of human nature. Other books may rival it in originality and size. But for hopeless and incurable veracity, nothing yet discovered can surpass it. This, more than all its other charms, will, it is felt, make the volume precious in the eye of the earnest reader, and will lend additional weight to the lesson that the story teaches. London, August, 1889. Chapter 1. There were four of us, George and William Samuel Harris and myself and Montmorency. We were sitting in my room smoking and talking about how bad we were. Bad from a medical point of view, I mean, of course. We were all feeling seedy, and we were getting quite nervous about it. Harris said he felt such extraordinary fits of giddiness come over him at times that he hardly knew what he was doing. And then George said that he had fits of giddiness too, and hardly knew what he was doing. With me it was my...